The pasuk says Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash, and the pasuk says like this: Eretz Chita Usoyra VeGefen Teira VeRimon Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. And the Gemara in Brochus says that depends which one goes first, and etc. It depends which one is closer to the word Oretz. And the question is, why does Oretz separate? The pasuk separates Chita Seira Gefen Teira VeRimon. And then the pasuk says again, Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. So says the Meshech Chochmah that the reason is because the first five existed in Mitzrayim. Because the pasuk says, Asher Lisodom in Mitzrayim Lo Mokum Zera. Zera is things which are planted, which are grains, which is Chita and Seira, Teina and Gefen and Rimon. Teina, Gefen and Rimon. Those are the five minim. But the pasuk omits Zeis Shemen Udvash. So Zakir, that's unique about Eretz Yisrael. You don't need to have this in Chutz La'aretz. So that's why the pasuk separates Eretz also has Shevis, I mean, the seven minim. Five of them were common and were available in Mitzrayim also, which is Chita, Seira, Gefen, Verimoin. Gefen, Teina, Verimoin. However, there is Eretz, something which is Miyucha to Eretz Yisrael, which is Zeis Shemen Udvash. So the question is, why is Miyucha to Eretz Yisrael the Zeis Shemen? Dvash, we won't go into this year, and that's the next one, but the Zeis Shemen, what's Miyucha to this? Furthermore, if you look at the Halacha, the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Gimel, the Gemara goes to Dasha that all this Psuk, this Posuk, Chita, Seir, and etc. relates to Shiorim. And state in Gemara, what's Eretz Zeis Shemen? Eretz Sherov Shiorei Akizesim. Or the roiv the shiurim akizesim. What's the significance of zayis to shiurei Torah? Okay, now state in Shulchan Aruch. What's a zayis? What's the shiur of a zayis? The pasuk, you take an aleph, and you go say it like this. But the Shulchan Aruch starts like this: shiur kezayis yishu min davi kechatzi beya. That is half a size of a beya. Okay, so how does that come? So that comes from Tosis. Tosis goes to explain what is the size of an olive. Now, it's very interesting, and Davka Slivkin quotes very right, that the reason why the Rishonim needed, in Ashkenaz, needed to focus on a something as a proxy for Zeisim, because they didn't have any Zeisim at that time, because in Europe there were no available. And which is very interesting. Why not? It's very simple. Why? He quotes it even that they found a very old cookbook from Europe, from the 13th century, 14th century, and they had all kinds of oils, and one of the oils that they didn't have is olive oils, because they didn't have olives. Okay? Let me just show you. In the oldest German cookbook entered in the parchment codex in Würzburg around 1350, no olives are mentioned. And oil, not even olive oil, appears only once. Okay? And the Rishonim, the truth is, the Rav Yoh already says that Zeisim, we don't know. We have to imply what the Shiur of Zeisim are. So what's the Shiur of Zeisim? So Tosis, Machloek is in Tosis, the Rin Rabbeinu Tam. So because from the Gemara is Mashma, the following. The Gemara is Mashma, that the Beis Abliya, the mouth of a person, can hold together. You could eat at once a kabeya. And the Gemara says in Yuma, you could read two Beim, two Kezeisim together. You could eat two Kezeisim. So it's Mashma that how much is a Kezeis is half of a Beitza. Because if you could eat two Kezeisim and you could eat a Beya, they are together. The problem is that that's a Stira, because Legabi Eruv, you have a story that you have to have six, the shear of the Seuda for Eruv is six Beim and six eggs, which are the size, the Gemara says, 18 Gregoris. And we pass that 18 figs, 18 gregors, is actually bigger than that a gregarious is bigger than the kezayis. So if you have six eggs, 18 gregors, how many gregors per egg is three. And there are three which are bigger than kezayisim. So you have at least three, probably more than three. So how can you have a reconciliation? Is it two or three? So that is the Machloekes HaRishonim. That's Machloekes HaRishonim. So So the Ri says the following. Yeah. So the Ri, just to go, he holds that the actual shear is a half an egg. That's what Kezayis is. Ah, if it's a half an egg, the Kezayis, what the Gemara says, three? Bishasatchak, if you force yourself, you could eat three. That's what he says. That's possible, that three. Now, Rabbi Yotam holds that that's not the case. So the Rabbi Yotam holds that is really a third. There are really three olives to go. So let me just tell you the terrors on second. So he says the take an egg is as big as three olives. So why can't you eat only two olives? He says because an egg is easier to eat. And the olives, they have pits and etc. It's harder. So in a chinami, it's smaller size. But if you eat olives, you could eat only two. But if you eat an egg, which is the size of three olives, you could eat because an egg is easier to eat. Okay? That's the idea. So that's the machloikis between them. Tosi Yeshonim, it says also different kinds of swallowing. Two olives is what you could eat easily. Two olives you could eat easily. Three olives, which is the size of an egg, which is an egg, you could eat only b'shasat chak. So that's what he says. So says the Tzitas Rabbi Yotam is that the shiur of a kazai, of a kabeya is three olives. So each olive is at least a third of a beya. Ah, the Gemara says you could eat only two olives in the beya. If you could eat one egg or two olives, it doesn't make sense. He says, yes, because maybe either two olives is harder to eat. But in a chinami, they are smaller than an egg. Or perhaps two olives, it's easy to eat. An egg, which is three olives, it's harder to eat. The Ri paskins know the shear of the kezayis, of kabeya, is two zeisim. Ah, lechoira by Eruv, it says three. We don't paskin like that more in Eruvin. Tak in Eruv, we don't paskin like that. Now, the interesting point of it is that this machloik is if it's a third or a half, state already in, and the Mishnah Berurah says that Shulchan Aruch paskins, Yeshoimim Davi Kechatzibeya. He paskins that the idea is a Chatzibeya. So the Taz already asks in Yoredea, and he brings down, he quotes Legabe Deanova, what's the size of a grape. But he says, he quotes the Roshal. Ah, Lechoira Deanova, the grape is, the shear doesn't make sense. He says, that's not a kasha, because Eretz Yisrael had very big fruits. And the raya is from this thesis that you see that a kezayis, an olive, is much smaller today. And the Rishonim are saying it's either half of a size of a beya or a third, which is much bigger. You must say that those eggs, those gzeisim were much bigger at that time, only they shrank today. Which now Slivkin, as I said, that's very hard to believe this because we have pits and we have olive pits in Bar Kokhba. They found olive pits, and the ratio is the same. In Eretz Yisrael today, we have olive trees which are 3,000 years old, and the olives are the same size as us. And it's Zeis, it is called Zeis Suri, which is the Zeit, Chazal called Zeit Eguri, which is the middle range. So that in itself is very severe. So what's the pshat in Toises? But now, Toises never saw it. But the halacha, so if you look at the Rishonim, let's say the Rishonim like the Rambam, the Rambam quotes the shiur of kabeya, which is the size of an egg, legabe, all the halachas, but he doesn't quote the shiur of kezayis. The Poshim Shad, he doesn't quote the shiur of kezayis. Why not? Because zeisim were very ready in Egypt. It's a Mediterranean country. So therefore, the Rambam didn't have to specify what it is. Now, shitas hagyoinim, tshuvas rab hai goin, and tshuvas rab shira goin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the shiurim specifically in things which are very easy to discern a person's own body, like Amma, which is a shiur of a hand, or Kezayis, because they're already available. That people should do it. So you see that those Geonim held that Kezayis is what a Kezayis is in your time, with a real Kezayis. But you see, Tosis argues, and Tosis holds that this is a shiur of a half a beza, okay, so not. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins beferush, not like the Geonim, that you look at what an egg is. In other words, you look at what a zeis is and zeis, but you look at what the zeis was in the Gemara's time, whatever the Chazal that you learn from the Gemara. So therefore, it's a machloek is if it's a half an egg or a third of an egg. Ah, lichore the zeisim today are not the same as then. You assume that they changed. Physically, did the din change? That's a question. But the halacha Shulchan Aruch is very simple. Shir kezayis yeshovim lehavik chatzibeya. The shir is a chatzibeya. And Bishavura paskins that we go ahead and we paskin that at least leachmir is a hefabeya. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is a stira because he paskins that's a chatzibeya, but legabe ervin, he paskins that was the shir erev is 6 eggs, which is 18 gregoris. So you see that the ratio is 3 to 1. And a gregoris, we aloha, we paskin, that's bigger than a kezayis. So the choy is a stir Shulchan Aruch. So the grow, the bureau grow already asks it. And the grow says there is a nafkimina between the egg, which is cooked without a shell, or with the egg with a shell. If the egg without a shell, that egg is a smaller egg, that's the size of 2 zeisim. If it's an egg with a shell, is the size of 3 zeisim. Now, the question is, that doesn't make any sense. Why? Because the shell doesn't add to a third. Meaning, it's telling you the 50% of an egg, of a regular egg, that doesn't add up. So, now, the Stipler asked the question, and he says, must be that the eggs changed that ratio also. That the times of the Gemara, the eggs had, the word the eggs were such a size that they changed with the shell and without the shell. That the shell was so thick that it added 50% of the volume. In other words, that a regular egg is 2 zeisim. That's how he answered the Tirun Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch that says by Yasin Ilchos Pesach that one kezayis is half of an egg, that is an egg without a shell. The Aloha Shulchan Aruch legabi eruvin, that's a third, is an egg with a shell. Even though the ratio changed, must be that at the time of the Gemara that was the egg. So now it's unbelievable. Not only the kezayisim changed the sizes, because now they are much bigger, the Gemara one. We're saying that there's a difference that the eggs changed with a shell, without a shell. Now, Slivke won't say the Pshati, the Gro is not that. Maybe what the Gro means to say is nafkimina between a raw egg, which is with a shell, and a cooked egg. The idea is that the size of an egg in a chinami is 2 zeisim. But if it's cooked, the egg is softer. So then you could eat, in other words, the size of an egg, I'm sorry, is 3 zeisim. So, how can you eat an egg? You could only eat 2 zeisim. But because they are soft, you're able to do it because it's squeezed. So in a chinami, the shear of the egg is in a chinami 3 zeisim. But if it's cooked, you could eat. So that's how he answers the grow. The afkimi between raw and cooked. With a shell means raw, without a shell means cooked. But the problem is that doesn't answer the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because it doesn't answer the grow, because the grow is coming to answer the Shulchan Aruch. According to Slivkin, the idea of the size, what's the size of an egg? The size of an egg is really 3 olives. How can you eat the egg together? Because it's soft. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the opposite, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that the leachmir, what's the shiur of an egg, is 2 zeisim. So then the question is, if it's 2 zeisim, how can you paskin that the shiur is shlosha gregoris? It doesn't make sense. That's a stira. You have to say like the Ri says the machlokes. That doesn't answer. Elama, you have to answer like the Stipler says. The afkimina between the groi is that it depends what stage the egg is. If a stage without a shell is smaller, it's 2 zeisim. If it's bigger, it's 3 zeisim. And the question is, this also violates the nature. I mean, you're telling me that the egg changed the saturation of echatesi. But this is the second issue. So the first question that we have is the kasha, first of all, on the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam. They go to create this virtual zeisim because they never saw zeis. And the way how they do it is extrapolating from the Gemara's ratio to eggs. And they come up with a zeis which is much bigger than we have. And the Rashal says, one second, the violets, the teva must be the dead zeis at the time of the Gemara is bigger. When nature doesn't say that. We have the pits in Bar Kokhba that doesn't show that. And we have olive trees. To see the olive change, mechatesi. Then we have the second issue, is the grow. The grow comes out to answer Shulchan Aruch. There's a difference between eggs with shells and the eggs without shells. Then the third issue is the following. The tzlach in Psochim, when it goes to measure the egg, and the egg has a measurement in types. If you could go ahead and you could look at how many thumbs cubically fit into an egg, it came out that our eggs didn't fit to his thumbs. The thumbs were much bigger. So there are possibilities. Now, the Tshuva Me'avad, Rabbi Eliezer Flecker, said, because the Debut is a very big man. So he looks at the ratio didn't fit in. So he had a choice. You could have said one choice is that you're right. Today we are bigger people, and therefore we have bigger thumbs. In the time of the Gemara, which makes sense, they were smaller, the nutrition is worse, and the thumbs are smaller. But says the Tzlach, you can't say that, because it's Katnus HaDoiris. Our Chazal always told you that the Doiris there were bigger than there are today, which is such a pele in the Tzlach, right? Because it's taking, it's Katnus HaDoiris, the Poshup Shad, is in spirituality, in wisdom, in Chochmah, and he's extrapolating that effect back to physical. And you can never say that you're bigger than them. So you might say that the eggs today are smaller than the eggs there. So he comes out to say that the egg of the Gemara was really twice the size of our eggs. So you look at the size. The size was very small. Because you didn't have Zeisim, you related to eggs. They became the size of a half an egg, of a third of an egg. Now he took the eggs and said, okay, because the eggs don't fit to thumbs. And you can't say that the thumbs were bigger today than then. It must be that the egg shrank. So the egg today is half of the size of what the egg was. So the halacha is, so Bishop Brod says we pass like that, the mitzvah deraisa, that we take today lehachmir, a kezais, an aleph is the size of a full egg. Because lehachmir, you have to do half an egg, you have to say the egg's doubled in size. And the question is, Slivkin already asks a very simple question. You tell me that the eggs changed is also natural. Meaning they found eggs in the Vesuvius, in the Vajakot. If you look in Pompeii, that got frozen because the lava, they got buried, they found the eggs, and the eggs are the same size as today. Actually, they're actually smaller than today. And if you look in the evolution of birds, the eggs probably at that time were smaller than us. So we have the eggs in Pompeii, and we have some other eggs. That's you, this Professor Yehuda Felix. Examine eggs that are preserved whole in the volcanic destruction of Pompeii 2,000 years ago, and they were around the size of a small Arabs of our time, which is 41 cc. And also, he says that he did the research of eggs in ancient times, and actually they were the same size or perhaps a little smaller. But the Tzlach says that the eggs are egg, and that's the halacha. So it comes out that everything violates the kezais. Number one, the ratio to eggs violates. The ratio of eggs with shells to not with shells, according to the Grove, violates what historically make any sense. And then the idea of the extrapolation of today's eggs versus their eggs, we grew this. And the question is, what does that mean? That's not something that makes any sense. And why is that so? Okay? So to answer all of this, we have to understand what's the idea of the kezais. Why is the shiur a kezais? Why a kezaisim? So the Maran Sefer HaNetzach comes to explain the Gemara in Horius. The Gemara in Horius says if a person is rogel bezaisim, a person gets shik, a person forgets his learning, if a person eats zaisim, often the rogel, in a regilus. However, if a person eats shemen zayis, the shemen zayis is machzir, the learning. And says the Maral explains, what does that mean? He says, because always the zayis is also doime to klal Yisrael. It's called always soifer ma zayis. And that's the Gemara. Quoting the Gemara Kol Menoches. The Gemara Menoches says the following. V'yomer shema chasen sholom im lintakona beklal Yisrael. Omer lahem yotzah baskol v'omer lo zayis ranan ma zayis achrisoi besoifoi. The same the zayis achrisoi besoifoi. So the Rashi says, what does achrisoi besoifoi means? So Rashi says, achrisoi besoifoi means that number one, that doesn't ripen little by little, it ripens only at the end. And the second thing is, the first Pshat Rashi says, the second thing is, it takes a long time to ripen. Either the ripening is not smooth, it goes on to the end. So that's Klal Yisrael. So the Zayis is doing it to Klal Yisrael. What is the Zayis demon to Klal Yisrael? And the Maral says, the Zayis is Tchilosu Moror, Mar, meaning the leaves are very bitter, v'soifa mosaik. This is because what is zayis? Zayis represents the physical. that has imbued in it the spiritual. Look at the physical. The physical is the klipa, and the shemet, look at what zayis. The zayis that the Torah talks about, Chazal says the zayis aguri. And what is the name aguri come from? So Chazal say, from the sheshmenoi ogur besoichoi, that the shemen is buried inside. The shemen relates to the spirituality. To shemen is b'loshen shmini. That's the one that creates light, is something that represents something completely spiritual. The zayis represents the klipa that hides the shemen. And therefore that makes shikra. The shemen is the shikra that makes you forget, that the klipa that makes you forget about the reality of it. It creates a superficiality that hides the truth. The shemen is the one that represents the spirituality, the connection to something spiritual that actually can bring back the meaning of the zayis. Eretz kezesim, the shiur is kezesim, it makes a lot of sense. Why is shiur kezesim? Because what is the whole avoid of Adam? Is to take the world of physical, of superficial, and look to the essence behind, to take the spirituality behind it, to be mile that kedusha. The Chazon Ish says something very interesting about kezesim. Because the issue was, the Chazon Ish came, and he did all Chazon Ish paskened, even though it's not clear his psak, but the posh pshat, how the stapler runs, the Chazon Ish took the tzlach to be the aloha. And when he came, he revolutionized the shiur, because if you look in Europe, Rav Shapiro always tells the story that he was a little boy by Rav Dessler, and Rav Dessler, when he passed away, and when his wife passed away, Rav Moshe was in bed by the yeshiva, he put away the kiddush cup, and Rav Dessler said, he didn't want to put away the kiddush cup, Rav Dessler told him to put it away, and he insisted with Rav Dessler, why do you want the kiddush away, to put away the kiddush, we need to use the kiddush for, to make, why do you need to put away the cup, we need for kiddush and for Shabbos. And he said, the story of Rav Dessler says, listen, because when he came to Bnei Brak, so this, he says, like this kiddush cup that Rav Dessler had, he received a maton, if I'm not mistaken, was from Rav Shimon Shkop, that was his wife's uncle, something like that, that he received it from his Salanter. Meaning, like, it was a very, there was great ichus of that cup. And he said, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, the Chazon Ish was machmir, like the tzlach, and the kiddush cup was too small. So he wanted to use a new kiddush cup. So his wife said, 1 second, this kiddush cup was good for Rav Shimon Shkop, was good for Rav Salanter, you're going to change. So Rav Dessler said, you know something, because of Shalom Basikon, my wife, I decided not to change the Kiddush Cup. But now that she passed away, he says, put away the Kiddush Cup, we have to get a bigger one. So the Chazon Ish revolutionized. So the Chazon Ish goes ahead and he deals with it. Says the Chazon Ish, I mean, how is it possible that people, Kedoshei She'elyon, did Shiurim which were much, much smaller? So says the Chazon Ish the following. The idea of the Kezais is not like the Reb Chaim Goin says, the kezayis physical that you have in every generation. Says Chazon Ish, the kezayis, and that's how you learn Chazon Ish, is how you understand the kezayis to be. You are imagining a kezayis of the Gemara. That kezayis is an imagined kezayis. So they didn't have a problem, they didn't need the stira, so for them kezayis was this. Tosfos understood from the Gemara that it's either half an egg or a full egg. The Gro, because of the Stiras HaGemara, has decided that the egg that the Gemara is relating, that virtual egg, that imagined egg, there's a difference between with a shell or without a shell. The Slach came out to measure, and he says, must be that virtual egg is double the size of our egg. So it's always, in every generation has his kezayis, and his kezayis is a function, like the Gyoinim say, is a function of the physical kezayis. They understand to be the function of the virtual kezayis, the imagined kezayis. Now it makes a lot of sense. Well, because that is every generation. So they were yoytu their mitzvah at that time, because their imagined kezayis was smaller. The slach, because of Akasha, had a different imagined kezayis. It makes sense. Because what's the mitzvah of kezayis? It's to take away the physical and to ignore that physical, which is shikha, to go into the essence, which is ruchnius. And that's all the mitzvah of to be maile. Part of it is to ignore the physical zayis and to focus on the virtual, the imagined zayis. The zayis that is developed through learning Torah. So there is a virtual Torah zayis and there's a physical zayis. The whole mitzvah of Torah is to to forget about the shikha, which is the physical, is to focus. That's why zayis is shemen egur, is shman ogur besoichoi. The pshat is that the zayis is ogur besoichoi. So it comes out that the whole idea of kezayis is to forget about the shikha, which is the physical, the high, the spiritual. Is to look at the spiritual idea behind it, to be mild the spiritual idea behind it. And therefore the focus is not on the physical kezayis, but on the imagined kezayis through the Torah. That is the real kezayis, not the kezayis which is physical. And that's why all the Gemara, so the Chazanish says, that's why, you're right, they ate a small kezayis. The kezayis that they understood from the Gemara was a different kezayis. Today we changed. Once I spoke to Rav Luria and I saw the big Mekuba. He says, because you see the generations today, we need, once upon a time, people with smaller mitzvahs, smaller physical mitzvahs, they're focused on the ruchnius. His katos adores that we can't focus so much on the ruchnius. It is more physical. So our understanding is much bigger in the physical because that's what we need. But see, that's the mitzvah of kezayis. The mitzvah of kezayis is exactly this. The idea of being male de ruchni, which is being involved, breaking away the klipa and taking the shmano ogur besoichoi. Part of it is ignoring the physical zayis and to imagine a different zayis. And that's the one to do the mitzvah. In Mila de Meshach Chochmah is very understood. In Mitzrayim, kezayis of Mashayach. Mitzrayim is the land of Tuma, is the land that you focus on. It's called Kuloi Chomri. That they were the concept of Avdus. So they were focused on the physical. So they could never have Zeisim. Zeisim is the tikkun of Mitzrayim. That's why it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Hashem, Inni Hashem, Elokecha, Ba Mereishis, Ashona, Vedach, Vishona. So in Eretz Yisrael, indeed, Zeisim. So it comes out that they avoid us today. The one mitzvah that we have, that we focus on Kezeisim, is Ach Verak, the mitzvah Zachila, is Leil Pesach. There's no such other mitzvah zechila. Why? Because the tikkun of Mitzrayim is kezayis. Because if you understand what kezayis is all about, it's not to focus on the shikha, but bema shetomun besoichoi. The shemen, aguri, sheshmanoi, ogur besoichoi. To realize that the ruchnius is embedded and the nitzoitzim are embedded in everything of physical. And we approach the kezayis in such a way to show you that we ignore the physical kezayis and we look at what's called the toiradik kezayis, the imagined kezayis, because that's what reality is all about. The idea of the kezayis is focus on the nimius. Do not focus on the chitzonius. Focus on what the mitzius ha'olam is al pi Torah, and not what it is al pi Ruach HaNeim. Mimela, the mitzvah of kezayis is the tikkun of Mitzrayim, and that's what says the Beshe Chochmah. There's no kezayisim in Eretz, there's no zayisim in Eretz Yisrael, only the other five shevas aminim, which have the mitzvah bizoicha that with mitzvah zachila, we should be able to be misgaber on the clip of Mitzrayim to look at what the essence is all about.